Simon is the editor-in-chief at honestreporting.com. Honest Reporting is an organization which defends Israel from media bias. Simon Pluska, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
It's always great to speak to another Simon. Simon, there are two stories which you're going to take us through today. The first being Gaza victim exposed with his AK-47. What's the background to that story?
Yes, I mean, it's been a relatively quiet couple of weeks, and then all of a sudden something turns up. It always does. And this Sunday, in the UK Sunday Times, there was a piece by an advocacy journalist called Sarah Helm. She has a history of writing things which are, quite frankly, distortions, lies. We've caught her out doing things such as fake quotes, all sorts of stuff. Anyway, she did a piece on Palestinians who've been injured at the Gaza border fence. And it was a fairly run-of-the-mill piece if you're looking for, you know, anti-Israel stuff, because everything was Israel's fault, and there was barely a mention of Hamas having any responsibility for what was going on in the Gaza Strip.
Yeah.
But one of the main focuses of this piece was a 29-year-old Gazan who sustained crippling injuries after he was shot during violence at the border fence in the Great March of Return. And it was a, you know, it seems like a very, very sad story, because this guy, Bilal Massoud, he was unable to live with his injuries, and he didn't get much help from the Palestinian authorities. And he eventually committed suicide. Oh. He set himself ablaze with kerosene. Now, it is a horrible story.
Sure.
And it's clear that the journalist intended to elicit sympathy for this guy. He's constantly referred to by his first name throughout the piece. And there are a lot of quotes which are basically meant to show him as a limited threat to Israel or his, the IDF. So we're talking about how he always had his slingshot with him. And I quote, "It's a piece of frayed nylon cord with a patch of Velcro for the stone." And you get the impression from a lot of the other quotes in here that this was a guy that, you know, he was very upset about his friends being shot during these demonstrations, which are quite frankly riots. And he's a stone thrower. We're made to think that he was a simple stone thrower. Now, I didn't think a huge amount of this until a guy called Joe Trusman. He's a researcher of terrorist organizations. He does a newsletter and actually tracks some of these fighters and terrorists on the border. He contacted me and he gave me photographs. And now bear in mind that the photo that illustrated this article was of this Bilal Massoud with a slingshot.
Yeah.
This guy Joe gave me photos of Bilal Massoud armed with an AK-47. You know, two photos with whopping great AK-47 machine guns. Is this a guy that clearly is a harmless, harmless activist against Israel? This was a guy clearly who had in serious violent intent. And had he actually cut through the fence, which indeed it actually says that he tried to, a bit, it says. You know, this is a guy that was an obvious threat. And therefore, why is the Sunday Times not telling us about his background? I mean, this is advocacy journalism in action, and it's a serious example of a lack of transparency. And we've sent in a major complaint to the Sunday Times, because I think this is the sort of thing that needs to be exposed. These are not people who are harmless. These are potential terrorist threats to Israeli civilians on the other side of the fence.
I'd like you to keep us updated on that one. We'll be very interested to see whether you do, in fact, get an apology or not. I mean, I'm on your website. I've got a picture of the guy in front of me. Very clear that he's holding a very serious assault weapon in his hand. This is not a David and Goliath scenario of a slingshot. This is a assault weapon. Of that, there is no doubt. The second story that we're going to deal with today, apparently the Daily Mail fawns over Bashar Assad's wife. What's the story?
Yes, well, I think, you know, whenever anyone beats cancer, you know, that's something to be celebrated. And, you know, it should be held up as an example for others. In this case, the cancer survivor is Bashar Assad's wife, Asma Assad. And I felt physically ill reading this, because it was essentially a puff piece that gave all this attention to Bashar's wife. You know, it basically bigs her up, you know, what makes out that she's a wonderful, progressive human being. And it barely mentions the fact that her husband is a brutal dictator. But what I thought was really hypocritical here was, apart from that, there are videos of Asma, you know, smiling, being interviewed from straight from the propaganda pieces of her husband's Facebook page and Syrian state television. It talks about how she was treated in a military hospital. And they're, you know, very proud of that. And she's visiting, you know, Syrian troops. And this is going on at the exact same time that the Syrian regime has been bombarding civilian hospitals. Just in the last couple of months, 20 hospitals in Syria's northwest have been targeted, deliberately targeted. And yet here we have the Daily Mail, which is the world's most widely read news site, lionizing the wife of a dictator and praising the treatment she's had for cancer, yet ordinary Syrians are deprived of that very same treatment by virtue of the fact that her husband has destroyed the Syrian healthcare system. I think it's disgusting, personally.
Simon, before we let you go, we've had a listener, his name is Yusuf, contact us. I think this is clearly in response to your first story that we discussed today, saying, photo shopping perhaps, question mark. Do you want to respond to that?
I can respond very simply. It's definitely not photoshopped. I went online after Joe Trusman sent me the photos. In fact, this was open source, and there was even a video on an Arabic Palestinian TV station which showed the mourning tent of this guy complete with a photo of him with his AK-47. This is certainly, it's genuine. I have no reason to doubt it.
Simon Ploska, thank you so much for speaking to us. Simon is editor-in-chief at honestreporting.com. If you feel you want to know anything more about these and other stories, go onto their website, honestreporting.com, full of very interesting nuggets. Simon, once again, thank you and look forward to speaking to you same time next week.